Visionary Creative Works, in association with Warbird Digital and StarWarsFanWorks.com.
Previously on Codename Starkeeper.
It didn't matter. On Coruscant, when the Emperor dissolved the Senate, do you remember leaving me for dead in the lower quarter?
So we're going out system.
That's correct. Without orders.
You really cared for him, didn't you?
My uncle?
Morgan.
It's
okay. I don't need to know.
Not only will the Hutts take the blame, but the entire galaxy will fall into chaos.
The Death Star is destroyed, and with it, Palpatine and Vader. Unbelievable. So, my mission begins.
Strap in. It's gonna be bumpy.
How bumpy?
Like, ion storm bumpy.
What about the ship?
Shoot them down. Let the imps clean them up.
Wait a minute, those are laser blasts!
What?!
Someone's shooting at us!
I don't believe this!
I thought these guys were supposed to be friendly.
But they don't know who we are!
Blast it! Try hailing them.
This is Hodge Declan, Care Package Code 99973 Alpha, over.
Care Package?
Carol?
You know, you intelligence types come up with the most creative names for things.
It's no use, no response!
Then I'm gonna have to crash land this thing. Hang on!
Do I have a choice?
This is Hodge Declan, Care Package Code 99973 Alpha, over.
What do you make of it?
Carol Doran.
Who?
Carol Doran. He's an independent courier. Broker. Real old school. Goes back to when Crix McDean was an officer cadet.
That is a long time ago.
Harkin, Rail. He's up on them. They have an intel code. Render aid and bring them here when they land.
Are you sure about this?
Of course not. But this part of Morja is like selling snow to a wampa. About time I had something to do for once.
How bad is it?
The Emperor committed a lot of resources to this operation. The Executor was lost as well.
What?
The rebels were spearheaded by a full contingent of Mon Cal's ships, led by Akbar himself.
What about the ground operation?
General Maydeen's commandos, of course. Somehow, they accessed the generator facility through the rear entrance.
How did they get through?
Don't know for sure, but we've got something interesting.
Oh?
A priority log entry from the commander of the generator facility mentioning Luke Skywalker.
That kid hero of theirs that supposedly blew up Tarkin's baby?
That's the one. He surrendered to them on the ground and was remanded to the custody of Lord Vader himself.
They must have gotten through on one of our ships.
We're running traces on all ship access codes right now.
This doesn't look good for me, Urkan.
Relax, Jan.
Relax? The only way they could get to the Death Star was by destroying the shield generator. And I trained those men, all of them. That means their failure is mine.
Look, Jan. Things went beyond all foreseeable scenarios. They had help. Somehow, they convinced some indigenous tribe to help them out. Database said they're called... E. coli... here it is. Ewoks.
What the frag is an Ewok?
Don't know. Doesn't matter. It's the Emperor's call that blew this thing. He put too many resources in one place, letting the Bothans have their proverbial carrot on the stick. Your above reproach on this could have been a tribe of teddy bears for all that matters. See? Feel better already, huh?
Oh, thanks, Argon.
Don't mention it. I'll keep you posted on developments. We're still in control in this galaxy. Rebels will have to raise flags on Coruscant before it's over.
Right. Thank you, sir.
For the Empire.
For the Empire. Teddy bears. That's hilarious.
this thing handles.
I know. Like a pregnant hut in a pond on Dagobah. I get it.
I'm just saying.
The hyperdrive works all right, doesn't it?
Let's hope so.
All right, fine. Exit vectors have been uploaded into the Navi computer. Suggested hyperspace trajectories calculating. Okay, we've established the Corellian trade spine. Now, where did he go?
You said that Slicer was tracking prisoner transfers.
Yes. Doran?
Well, why not? We don't have a body.
So, where's the next stop?
The next stockade of note is Morja.
The farming planet?
The Imperial Special Forces training facility, to be precise.
This is getting very uncomfortable.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Leave us, please.
Yes, sir.
You are a highly valuable prisoner, Mr. Doran.
What do you want?
I assure you, there's nothing I want that you can give me. I don't know why you've been processed to my facility, but that part doesn't concern me. My only order is to hold you and keep you alive. It has occurred to me, however, that you are a man in a position to know much that is unknown to the Empire. Some of this information could be very valuable to my superiors.
I don't have anything.
Oh, come now, Doran. We have very good intel. It does you no good to lie.
What is it you want to know?
I play things by the book, Doran. I don't make deals. Beyond this room, you have no further value to the Empire. But since I can't kill you, I am limited in options. Therefore, before you are beaten within an inch of your life, you will have the opportunity to make amends for your sins against the Empire. I train soldiers in advanced combat and interrogation. I'm good at my job. I teach them how not to talk. And I know how to break them. Ah.
You requested this prisoner when he arrived?
How?
Thank you, Lieutenant. Think about what I said, Doran. Perhaps together you can come up with something useful. I am not opposed to minimal amounts of mercy.
Oh, Seth Spawn. Oh, where am I?
Morgan.
Carol? Is that you?
How did they get you into this?
I got myself into it. Snooping around for you. Corsec is investigating the assassinations and your apparent murder.
What?
Curtin Lure's insistence, no doubt. He's the one who's had you shipped around. Hodge found it in some deleted archive files.
Resourceful boy.
Oh, that's not all. Someone got all hyped up searching for her missing uncle.
Caria? What was she doing on Corellia?
For all I know, she just wanted to visit her uncle. I didn't ask.
Who brought you here?
A bounty hunter who calls himself Arborn Zell.
Let me guess. Tall, dark-haired, slick fella in a smoke-gray flight suit. It was the last face I saw before ending up in an Imperial cell. I didn't know where, but this is the fifth one I've come to. The Imperial training facility on Morja.
Oh, blast it.
What?
This is the last place Hodge had record of. He and Caria may be here already.
Blast. Everyone I care about is getting swallowed up in this. How could this happen?
Don't you know? You're a very valuable person.
So I've been told.
Watch it!
Ow! Hey!
Hospitable folks, aren't they?
What are we waiting for? Or rather, who are we waiting for?
Unless it's Harkness here himself, that information's classified.
So were Curtin Lore's files.
Hacking a big, lumbering, self-assured bureaucracy like the Imperial government? Easy. Accessing intel from a paranoid, highly mobile armed force staking its existence on closely held secrets?
I get it.
They knew where to pick us up. That means they saw us coming and they didn't kill us.
You think your signal got through?
I guess we'll find out.
You gave Carol Doran's clearance code and you're not him.
Who are you?
Hodge Declan. I work for him.
And you?
His niece.
What are you doing here?
My uncle is in that Imperial facility.
Prove it.
You have my datapad there.
So I do.
Enter Carol's clearance code.
Well, looks like Kirtan Lur is quite the industrious fellow. So the Imperials have Doran. But why?
Boss.
Yeah?
Two ships have arrived at the training facility. One is registered to a hut named Belagra, and that one with the scrambled transponder that showed up a week ago.
The Bounty Hunter?
Bounty Hunter?
Oh no.
What's the matter?
Another transfer.
If I know the General right, he's using every opportunity to extract information from him.
We've got to get in there!
Yeah.
You can't just let them-
I said yeah.
How?
Easy. We've been in there before.
What?
Do you two talk in unison a lot? Anyway, we can get in. We have to. Anything General Janice learns has to be salvaged, or it could damage my efforts. You can get that.
Easily.
Problem is, we'd have an entire garrison of Imperial troops, advanced shock troops, on us if we give ourselves away. We need to get in, get Carol, get any information the General got out of him, and leave without being found out. I'll have to brief Rogan. He's not going to want to go in. Not again.
Boss?
Go ahead, Rogan.
The comm was still on.
So?
Nothing. I'll brief Harkin and Rail.
Thank you.
Dirk. Dirk Harkness. And no offense, but I'm not doing this for you or for your uncle.
No offense taken.
The Rebels haven't won yet. They need the core. The Imps having Carol jeopardizes all information channels.
I guess then the entire galaxy will thank you.
Talk about your delusions of grandeur.
Alright, Zell. You've got your audience. Make yourself comfortable. Computer, lights 50%.
Wow. Full automation?
Top of the line.
But all the way out here?
Funds were appropriated after a break-in by Rebel spies. Most people give these things names or install female voices. That seems to be a hit among my colleagues who spend too much time away from their wives or who never had any. Me, I'm a simple soldier. I toyed with rank names once, even silly ones like Lackey or Gopher. But in the end, I just settled on Computer. After all, it is what it is.
Can I try it?
By all means.
Computer, drink options.
Too many to list. Whatever you want, this thing can concoct. Drinks are a bit of a hobby for me. I spared no expense.
Computer, Trandoshan Ale.
What size?
1 pint. Imperial standard.
Processing.
Wow.
Remarkable, isn't it?
I'll say. Ah, wow, it even tastes good.
Like I said, no expense. Now, about your audience.
Yes, sir. I trust the prisoner transfer is commencing?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
I will be extracting information from him tonight.
I'm in a dreadful hurry, General.
I'm sorry for you, Zell. I really am.
Computer, but... security override. Alpha Prime 1138. Alert
what
level
the...
black.
Comply.
How do you know my access code?
I know many things. And unless you'd like me to show you just how much I know, make the transfer happen now. This goes above your clearance.
I don't know what you think you can get away with, but no one gives me orders in my facility. How do you expect to even get out?
I am not a patient man, General. Do I have your attention now?
Yes!
Good.
I've helped you out on several occasions.
And I appreciate it.
Let me have something. With the debacle at Endor, I need something to show my value to my superiors.
Not my problem, Janice.
Zell, please.
Transfer the prisoners. Tonight. After all, the dark side of the Force has a knack for earning cooperation, does it not?
You've been listening to Star Wars, codename Starkeeper, starring the voice talents of
Jim Perry as Morgan Stark, Steve Saylor as Arborn Zell, Chris Dickey as Hajj, Silas Carter as Caria Doran, Christopher Walker as Corin Horn, Philippa Ballantyne as Ayella Wasiri, Andrew Gilbertson as Dirk Harkness, Hazen Nestor as Rogan Carell, Joe Harrison as General Janice, Michael Spence as Carol Doran,
and guest starring
T. Morris as Aragorn.
Star Wars and all related original characters, planets, vehicles, and music herein is property of Lucasfilm Limited, and no infringing claims are intended. Visit podcast.indianajim.net for more information related to this project, as well as www.starwarsfanworks.com, your home for the best in Star Wars fan audio.